County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell has made his way in. They have a big meeting coming up this morning.
Good morning, Greg. Well, we have our three committee meetings, which amounts to all-day session of the Board of Commissioners. And this is the review and implementation of different committee assignments and items that go from here to a week from Tuesday's Board of Commissioners meeting. So this is how we develop the agenda for Tuesday night.
Anything earth-shattering?
Anything earth-shattering going on? Well, yeah, it's that time of year where you start getting semi-annual reports and third-quarter reports from different organizations within the county or departments, whether it be animal control or the airport or JDOT wrapping up the end of the year type thing and getting ready for, I don't like to use the word, freezing rain and snow
for an agent
that Michigan is famous for. But, we have a calcium chloride policy and purchases coming forward today. We have many different items within JDOT, but we also have wrapping up. You know, we did O'Leary Road this year. We worked on South Jackson Road at Lindsay to try to get it wrapped up and do a safety work out there that's been 5 years in the making to get that dilemma solved down there and also make it so different farm equipment and that stuff can function down there on that interchange.
Well, speaking of JDOT, I guess the big news, Christopher Bolt has bolted.
That's correct.
A good one. Yeah. You've been waiting all morning for that.
Yes, I have. 2 weeks.
And I know you were his biggest cheerleader over the years. He did a great job for you guys.
Christopher brought a level of mentorism and stability to the JDOT department as we transitioned from a former board of road commissioners to a professional organization. And his skill set and mentoring of his staff have created a team out there, and the team approach within the employees also that is something to really be proud of. And that's the reason why he's received national recognition, two or three awards, Rose Hill Road, East McDivitt Road. All of that has received national recognition and awards that he's been up for, and some of the different things he's done to effectively repave Jackson County. You look at the amount of paving we've done in Spring Arbor, Summit, and Blackman Townships, and the neighborhoods that are cleaned up, and it immediately increases home values, and it gets everybody out. You know, you pull up in your driveway and you look at the front end of it and you're thinking, I need to make sure I clean up all these bushes and make the front presentation look real nice. And it's made Jackson people, again, to take pride in ownership and pride in our community. And I believe that it's a strong, happy community that we have here in Jackson. And Christopher Bolt was part of that transition from where we were previously with really no road money and no way to do anything to coming up with a plan to get the roads paved.
So what happened? You couldn't keep them?
Well, Chris, effectively. He got involved nationally a little bit with his award presentations and has spoken at different associations. He showed road recycling has a pathway to the future, and especially in snow climates or where you have a lot of roads that are going to be transitioning a lot due to weather, whether it be hot, cold, or freezing and thawing. And he's come up with a system to be able to get in there, put those roads down. Now, I know time will tell, and we'll see how it works. But all the statistics and all the professional analysis shows us that we've created a road system here in Jackson that'll be a quality system for the next 25 to 30 years.
But he's going to California.
That's correct.
Always hot there.
It is always hot, but they have a lot of recycling programs and that type of stuff that he wants to be involved in. And I want everyone to think back when we talked about putting water bottles in asphalt, and Christopher was a big proponent of that. Matter of fact, he even took his own time and drove to San Diego, the port of San Diego, to pick up the pellets to bring back down here. And finally this year, we're working with the state of Michigan and everyone involved, we were able to pave, put down a test strip and parking lot at the fairgrounds. So we'll be able to show the durability of these roads. They'll be able to do the statistical math to show the lack of expansion and shrinkage, and then hopefully we'll be able to start doing it in roads. And that's what we really want to be able to do here in Jackson, is be a leader and innovator in road repair and putting down roads of quality, durability, and long life.
And we have been, right?
Yes, we have been. Yeah. Yes, we have been. And Christopher was part of that. Put together a maintenance program on our vehicles, updated all of that, did a complete survey of all our bridges before he's left and culverts. And as you know, you get the daily notifications that this road's closed, this road's going to be closed, and that, you know, that's culvert work and that's bridge repair work and all of that that goes on with maintaining quality roads and making sure things are taken care of and looking at the whole picture, whether it be tree canopies or look at writing an oak wilt policy that now is mirrored by other counties across the state to be able to trim your oak trees and clean them up and not have them at risk of getting the contagion oak wilt, which can literally destroy whole oak groves. And that's something that many of the different programs, I know that one thing that Chris Bolt worked hard on was the turtle at Robinson Road. And people think, oh, what are you talking about? Well, there's a 35-year-old snapping turtle that walks into that playground every spring and lays her eggs. And those kids, it's been able to involve the whole school in education and involve the reading programs to get the kids to learn about that and all of that type of stuff. And, you know, everyone sees the cute sign on Robinson Road that says turtle crossing. Well, that's what that's for. But that's being responsible.
There is a little-known fact.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
And so we, you know, Chris worked with myself and the teachers out there to get that organized and make it something special for the kids. And it just was being involved.
Okay, Angie Klein takes over. Who's Angie Klein?
Angie Klein has been an operations engineer for Jackson County and deputy to Christopher over the years since she joined us. She's handled most of the state and federal grant writing and serving on the Jack's Policy Committee, which is long-range road work. And that, and now she's, Chris has named her his deputy, and then she's now stepped into the position of chief operator director at JCDOT. So we look forward to a positive
Is that
pathway.
Interim or? Does...
No, she's it.
She's it.
She's the boss. And she has been the boss effectively for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had Christopher working as a deputy administrator overseeing the airport with all of its construction projects here that have been wrapped up over the last couple of years, the fairgrounds and all its construction projects, the parks with all of their different parking lots and toys and everything that have been incorporated into the park system. Christopher gave us an engineer's perspective, but also the ability to communicate and mentor different people. We'll be naming in next month Kyle as director of the parks. So we're looking forward to all of those different operations going forward with people that can definitely step up and be leaders in our community going forward for the next number of years.
What about the airport?
We're doing a great job out there. It's in great shape. And
is somebody overseeing it?
No,
the operation or just the board?
Well, we have the airport board.
Yeah.
Number one, and then the County Board of Commissioners, and then Juan answers to the Administrator Controller's office, but he is the airport manager. He is the responsible person. He has been out there. Christopher just assisted him and made sure that all the projects and everything were being taken care of properly as we developed the roads. Right now, we're working on the east end, which is Airport Road. Most people think of Airport Road as being the big four-lane. Actually, Airport Road is the one that runs right next to the airport, and that's getting all rebuilt this year.
Oh, that was ugly.
So, yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yeah. Had a true experience if you're driving down that in a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah. You have some public meetings or hearings coming up with...
The Administrator Controller's Office has decided that since the discussion at August General Commission meeting to have three public hearings. three information meetings to occur. He will oversee them. Mike Overton will be the person who's handling the conversations and listening to the public. Please don't hesitate to not attend these. They're going to be scheduled, one in Leoni Township, the other out in the west side, the Spring Arbor area, and then the third one will be at the County Commission Chambers downtown.
This is about spending money.
Yes, it is. That's about spending the ERA money and going over the best direction to spend that money within the community and how important it is that we affect the lives of 160,000 people at the county level, because literally every government agency in between the county and the individual person has received money from the ERA, and we got to make sure we do something that's going to take care of the public for the next 25 to 30 years.
Now, everybody's going to have a pet project, but these monies have caveats, don't they?
Well, yeah, they have caveats. We have $42 million worth of pet projects, and the federal government has seen fit to give us $30 million. So obviously, the County Board of Commissioners are going to have the final say. And the administration, through public comment, also will come back with recommendations. One of the recommendations that we're dealing with right now and will be taking effect here this month is infrastructure work within our computer system and backbone. We need to make sure that the backbone of it is running properly, so the courts run properly, so the sheriff's office runs properly, so parks runs properly, so that the airport runs properly, that all of these are able to communicate with the outside world and then be available to connect up to emergency management, and the creation of a second site, you know, literally where we could walk into a radio station and put together the emergency management system type thing, and have our own portable equipment to be able to do that and recognize how really, truly important that is with power outages and failures and that type of stuff that
That's
we need
pricey.
To be able to. Yes. Yes, it is. Or damage to buildings. Roofs leak. And when you're dealing with electronics, you don't want water intermixed. It's not a good time.
Not a good combo.
No. So we want to be able to operate correctly for the better and the safety of Jackson County.
Hey, so those meetings are coming up. They'll be announced.
Yes. Yes. Well, today is our standing committees. All three of them, transportation and law enforcement, is the first one, 8 a.m., chaired by Vice Chairman Corey Kennedy. 10 o'clock is general government, chaired by Phil Duckham. And then human services, which is at noon and chaired by Commissioner Earl Pileski.
Well, no, I was talking about the public hearings.
Yes, and they'll okay. also be scheduled and advertised and okay. everything going forward, most definitely. They'll fall all next week.
I asked you when you walked in about Lifeways, you had an interesting tidbit about the work they've been doing with the Sheriff's Department.
Well, I think everyone will remember about 2 years ago that we were having some incidents with mental patient issues and arrestings and sheriffs. And Lifeways and the Sheriff's Office have stepped up and created a program down there with on-site evals and truly outreach and responsible management. And that's the reason why you don't hear a lot about mental issues or mental patient difficulties at the jail, is because we have the sheriff and the undersheriff has stepped up with Lifeways and created a program to do some real management of our mental health issues in Jackson County, especially going through everything we've gone through the last 2 years.
So does that free up some space there?
It doesn't free up some space so much as it gets priority the people who need it and the care that the people need, and they end up in the right spot to be treated. They're not sitting in a cell somewhere. They're not getting, they're not having issues with medication and that type of stuff. So, yeah, so this makes for a more positive outcome.
County Commission Chair Steve Schott, who does your hair now?
I have it done at the. I knew you were going to ask me that, and I can't think of his name, but he's on Jackson
that looks
Street.
Good.
Yeah, he on Jackson Street.
Okay,
it's haircut for radio.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.